Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Is this sculpture going to the antique shop, Mr. Henry?
Penny, does this painting not make your art melt like butter on a warm and flaky croissant?
When it comes to 17th century painters, I actually prefer Claude Lorrain.
But is it not a metaphor of unlocked emotions, of bracing oneself against the trials of l'amour, toujours l'amour?
Well, if you say so, it just makes me feel cold and clammy.
Penny, bowl me over. You should be whining and wilting and wooing. You should be saying to me, Jacques, I can't possibly look at the dusty old paintings today. I would much prefer spending my waking hours dreaming about my so manly, wildly romantic hunk of a fiancé. Oh, Houton Bassett.
Jacques?
Excuse me?
Detective Bullhouse. What can we do for you?
I'd like to talk to you, Penny. Alone, if possible.
Sure, I guess, Mr. Henri.
But of course, excusez-moi, while I pretend to be busy lurking about. L'amour, toujours l'amour.
How can I help you, Detective?
I probably shouldn't be here, but, I've always had a soft spot for pathetic cases.
You mean me, right?
Ever since we had to arrest you for living out of your car in McAllister Park, I knew I liked you, kid.
Well, thank you. But that was right after Dr. Trask's trial, so I wasn't in a very good state of mind.
Well, believe it or not, Dr. Trask is why I'm here now.
Oh, no. He didn't break out of prison, did he?
No, nothing like that. A man came into the station today asking about your connection to Dr. Trask and the counterfeiting scheme that people keep calling the Green Ring Conspiracy.
That's strange.
This man got a copy of your whole criminal history from the county courthouse. Arrests, court appearances, even traffic tickets.
Did you arrest him for stealing my personal information?
No. All of those documents are public record. It's completely legal for someone to go to the courthouse and request a copy.
I had no idea.
And it's just as legal for me to tell you that he did it.
So who was this guy?
That I can't tell you.
That's illegal?
No, it's legal. I just don't know who he is. I wasn't there when he came in. The officer at the desk told me about it because he knew I knew you.
Oh, brother. I wonder who he was.
No clue. But I'm sure there's no cause for concern.
Well, that's what people say just before a volcano erupts. And if that's true, why did you come here and tell me about him?
Because I'd want to know if I was in your shoes and you're a friend.
I thought I was a pathetic case.
If I didn't count pathetic cases as friends, I'd be pretty lonely.
Oh, this college bookstore has everything. Oh, look at this. Feeding the Herd, a cookbook for large groups. I better buy this.
So what are you going to do about what Pullhouse said?
I'm using it as fodder for my homework from this week's premarital counseling with the Parkers.
What homework?
Assuming the best instead of the worst. So, for example, I get a call that Lujan has to work late. I can control my thoughts to believe it's for a good reason. Like figuring out how a shepherd counts his sheep without falling asleep. Instead of dwelling on the thought that Lujan doesn't have time for me.
Oh, well, that makes sense. But how does that apply to someone looking at your criminal records?
I'm simply assuming that whoever it is had a good reason.
Like what?
Maybe it's our wedding photographer. Maybe he wants to make sure I'm going to pay him. Just this book, please.
That'll be $18.34.
Here's my card.
You're Penny Wise. It's a small world.
Which is my favorite ride, except for the dolls, the costumes, and the song that goes on forever and ever and ever.
I'm Lindsay Ponce. I'm an assistant to the dean of the art department.
Nice to meet you.
I just transferred in this semester. I love my job here because I get to know a lot of the faculty and students. I wish I'd have met you yesterday. I felt like a real loser when I had to tell that guy asking about you I hadn't met you yet.
So how do you like the art department? Isn't Dean Weppel the best?
I know. He must have 100 bow ties.
Excuse me, wait a minute. Who was asking about Penny?
Didn't get the name, which is fine, because I don't think he's part of the college. He came by the department office and asked about Penny's advisor, her grades, her reputation, how she got to Campbell College, that sort of thing. I love Dean Whipple's selection of bolo ties, don't you?
Oh, yes, especially the one with the conks.
Okay, hang on a second, you guys. What did this guy asking about Penny look like?
Kind of tall, maybe 6 feet, red curly hair, blue hat.
Oh, did he have dreamy amber eyes that shimmer like the bottom of a trickling creek?
I think they were brown. I can't vouch for the creek bottom.
Did he have the most adorable dimples in the side of his mouth when he smiled, but only on the right side?
I don't know. He didn't smile. The most prominent feature was his sharp chin. He could put an eye out with that thing.
6 feet tall, with red curly hair, a pointy chin, and brown eyes. Penny? Doesn't that sound
I only look into those eyes 100 times a day, Connie. It must have been Wooten. Why do you think Wooten would be asking about me, Connie? Do you think he was the one who was looking into my records, too?
Well, wait.
Is Wooten suspicious of me? Does he think I'm really a criminal, or that I haven't told him the whole truth?
Well, Penny, what are you saying? Wooten's proved himself trustworthy, right?
Right.
And he trusts you, right?
Right.
And didn't I hear something recently about assuming the best?
Of course. You're right. It's wrong to jump to conclusions.
Right.
If Wooten's looking into my past, he must have a good reason.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to find ways to be a better husband for me.
Well, that could be.
Or maybe he's putting together a special wedding gift.
Yeah.
And he needs to find out details I haven't told him.
That is totally possible.
Oh, Wooten. He has to go poking around town to find stuff about me that I should have told him already. I've got to help him, Connie.
Well, how? I mean, like, what could you tell him that he doesn't already know?
Order 22. Pick up!
Wooten, what super personal things about me do you want to know?
What?
My favorite shade of yellow is saffron. My middle name is spelled with a silent K.
Oh, that's nice.
My shoe size is 5.5, unless it's going to rain, and then it's closer to a 6, depending, of course, on which socks I wear and how much salt I'm consuming.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me, but why would I need to know any of that?
Because you know.
No, I don't. That's why I asked.
We have a wedding coming up, Wooten. I thought, among other things, that you might be looking for information or ideas that would help you. You know, give me something special.
Something special, huh? Well, what makes you think I'm working on something special?
Well, let's call it fiancé's intuition.
Well, if I was working on something, and if I am, I can't say anything about it. But if I was, you wouldn't need to tell me anything else.
Oh, Wooten, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'll be sure to act completely surprised by whatever it is, if there's anything to be surprised by.
Okay, good.
And you have my permission to ask anyone in town any questions you want about me.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, say, if you need to know something about my college life, and you decided to go to the dean's office to ask about my classes and grades, that's totally fine with me.
Wow, thanks for your permission, but I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
No, of course not. Why would I when I could just come to you?
But what if you needed to know something in order to get the surprise that must not be named?
Nope, not even then. I'd still ask you.
Oh. How about if you needed to access, say, my criminal records at the county courthouse?
Oh, you're funny, Penny. I would never need to access those because you never hide anything from me. Would you?
Of course I wouldn't.
Well, there you go.
So you'd never feel any need to look at them?
Nope. So, should we order breakfast? I hear they have stuffed French toast with toasted coconut and pineapple.
Sure. That sounds great.
Ooh, what do you think of this one? It is rather exquisite, is it not?
I'd say it's a close-up of a rock and a flower.
It's a solid, incorruptible rock. And this sensitive yet vulnerable flower. It is the veritable word picture of you and Wooten.
Which one am I?
You are the flower, of course. Fresh with the dew of the morning.
Thank you, I think. So Wooten gets to be the rock, huh?
Oh, yes. Wooten is solid and unflakable. Why, when he stopped in earlier today, he was a commanding presence.
Wait, Wooten stopped by?
Oui, to pick up your employment history. He said in that bold, unflakable voice that you knew he'd be coming in.
I didn't. Oh. But he must have forgotten to tell me. Mm. I thought he said he knew everything he needed to know. He must have a good reason.
Oh, he did, without a doubt. It was a requisite for your nuptials.
Our what?
Your nuptials. He needed it for your marriage license.
But we already got our marriage license together last week.
Perhaps I misunderstood. The American accent is rather difficult to understand much of the time.
Besides, you don't need employment records in order to get a marriage license.
I thought it was strange, and then I thought, but the moon, it can make us do strange and curious things, can it not?
I suppose Wooten wouldn't lie.
Oh, of course he would not lie. He is, as we say, the rock.
Well, the rock and the flower need to have a little chat. Wooten!
Oh, hi, Penny. I didn't know you were coming to the library.
Oh, well, I went by your studio and Whit said you were here. What you doing?
Well, just, you know, getting some books.
Why are you putting them under the counter then?
Because I was trying to hide them from you.
Why? What are they?
Well, paintings by Claude Lorraine.
My favorite 17th century painter?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you need these?
Well, you'll recall the previously mentioned special surprise?
Yes.
I'm sorry to be secretive.
Wooten, I don't mind secrecy for good things, like fun surprises, foreign intelligence, and tomorrow's soup of the day.
Oh.
But secrecy can be a bad thing, too. It can make a person feel cold and clammy.
Well, are you thinking of something specific?
I'm trying to figure out how to prove that I believe the best about you before asking a question that sounds like I don't.
Well, I think you just proved it, so go ahead.
Okay. Why did you tell my boss that you needed my employment history to get a marriage license?
Well, I didn't.
But Jacques said you did.
Well, then he's mistaken, because I wouldn't do that.
Did you look at my criminal records?
No, I didn't, Penny. I told you I wouldn't.
So that wasn't just clever banter to keep me from discovering the surprise you're working on?
Next, please.
No, I never banter about criminal records. That's a thing for me.
Sir?
Right. I'm sorry. Just hang on, Penny. I'd like to check this book out, please.
Very good. And did you find everything you were looking for in the newspaper archive?
Well, I wasn't in the newspaper archive.
I helped you log in. You were looking for information on Penny Wise, I believe?
Oh, no. I've been in the art section ever since I arrived.
Okay,
Wooten says he wasn't doing something, then he wasn't.
Fine, he wasn't.
You won't find a more honest and trustworthy man than Wooten Bassett.
Okay, it must have been someone who looks and sounds just like you.
Ding!
Sorry?
That's the sound of a light bulb going on above Wooten's head.
Whatever you say, ma'am.
Can I please check out a little while instead? I need to make a phone call.
Who am I to deny the most honest man in the world?
Oh, thanks.
Next, please.
I should have known.
Known? Known what?
Quick, follow that sound.
Okay. Wait, can't tell who's coming.
Yeah, I think it's over here. Come on. Stay with me.
I'm coming.
Silence, you whippersnapper.
Wellington.
Oh. Well, hello, Wooten. Fancy meeting you here.
Doing here, Wellington?
Is that any way to greet your twin brother?
Completely identical twin brother.
And you must be the esteemed Pennywise.
Yes, there's only one of me.
No doubt.
Well, now hang on. Why have you been snooping into my fiancée's life?
Well, I'd hardly call it snooping. It was all above board.
Oh, accessing her public records?
Perfectly legal.
Asking about me at the college?
Again, perfectly legal.
Pretending to be me so you could get her employment history?
Perfectly necessary.
Necessary? Why was it necessary?
It was in your best interest, brother. Trust me. You'll want to hear what I found out about your Miss Wise before you make a terrible mistake.
Now, wait a minute.
Can we talk?
Well, I thought that's what we're doing.
No, just the two of us, Wooten.
Oh, well, anything you need to say to me, you can say in front of Penny.
I hardly think so.
It's fine, Wooten. You two talk.
But Penny?
Connie and I have an appointment to discuss wedding stuff anyway. I'll see you later.
Well, okay. Bye.
Well, now that you've gotten your display of affection out of the way, there's a quaint bistro just across the street. Shall we convene there?
Can you turn that music down, Connie?
Sure. You don't like it? I thought it'd be the perfect piece for your walk down the aisle.
I was playing out Wooten's conversation with his brother in my head, and that music made it sound like they came to a very not good conclusion.
Well, Penny, why did you leave if you were so worried?
I left to show Wooten that I trust him and that I have nothing to hide.
Then why are you so nervous?
Wouldn't you be nervous if your fiancé's twin brother had been sneaking around trying to find any bit of information he could use to break up your relationship with the man you love?
Yeah, but Wooten would always give you the benefit of the doubt.
Even if he's being swayed by his conniving twin brother?
Yes, even then.
Okay, you're right. As usual.
Good. Well, I got a few more options for the wedding processional.
Okay.
Maybe that'll calm you down. All right. How's this one?
I appreciate your concern and all, Wellington, but you haven't said anything about Penny that I didn't already know. And the thing is, I love her in spite of and even because of those things.
Oh, I appreciate your loyalty. It's the gentlemanly thing to do. I, too, have loyalty to you. And our family name. So, allow me to be blunt.
Well, like I could stop you.
Your Miss Wise is nothing but a glorified gold digger.
Yeah, well, that could be a useful skill for our marriage. We're gonna have a pretty big backyard.
She's an opportunist, a leech. She's manipulating her way into the Bassett family fortune through a fortunate alliance with you.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you just said, but I'm pretty sure it's ridiculous.
Oh, you'd be unwise to gainsay without hearing out what Father and I have uncovered.
Wellington, did you swallow a thesaurus? I've never needed a translator to understand you before. I'm your brother. Just talk to me.
Well, when you told us about your engagement, Father and I hired a private detective to look into Miss Wise's background. I did some research myself as well, culminating in my visit here. And now I believe I know her very well.
Now, how could you possibly know her? You hadn't even met her an hour ago.
Then tell me where I'm wrong. Penny came from a poor family. She desperately wanted a more privileged life, and so she attached herself to a wealthy friend and followed him to college here in Odyssey.
Oh, Devin was wealthy?
His parents are moguls in the steel business. His relationship with Penny ended shortly after they arrived here, and do you know why?
Nope, he never said.
It's obvious why. Devin saw through her facade and left. Immediately after that, she cozied up to another wealthy man, a college professor named Benjamin Trask, who, it turns out, was involved in... what? A counterfeiting scheme.
Oh, Penny didn't cozy up to him, and she didn't know about the counterfeiting.
Do you actually believe she'd admit to it? She distanced herself from Dr. Trask only after... he was arrested.
Okay, I can see how it would look that way if you squinted really hard and crossed your eyes while you stood on your head, but that's not how it happened.
That is how it happened. But you won't see it, brother. Why? Because Penny's been pulling the wool over your eyes from the very beginning.
You're wrong. I happen to be a fan of shorn fabric, so I would know.
She's been after your money since the first day you met, Wooten.
Penny only wanted to be friends at first.
Feigning disinterest. Classic technique. Next, you'll tell me that she made friends with people who were close to you.
Well, you know, she and Connie are pretty close, but that has nothing to do with me.
Of course it does. She's obviously using Connie as a resource to learn more about you so she can feign common interest. I mean, did you honestly think there was someone else in this world who was so much like you?
Well, do you honestly think that Penny's been pretending all this time?
Oh, these sorts of people go to extreme lengths.
But I asked her to marry me.
And I'm guessing that she didn't agree right away, correct? She probably walked through some... fairly obvious drama about not being sure if the two of you were right for one another and how you had to meet with her family's approval and how know, she wasn't sure if you were compatible and so on and so forth, yes?
Well,
you see, she's clever. And I don't blame you for being deceived.
You're wrong, Wellington.
So blindly loyal. You certainly haven't changed. I figured you'd need more convincing, which is why I brought you this.
Well, thanks, but I get plenty of envelopes at the post office. I'm a mail carrier.
Open it when you leave, Wooten. You'll probably need time to process what's inside. And please, please consider it carefully. Your future depends upon it.
And then he gave me this envelope. Look inside.
Okay.
Well, he said he pulled your credit report through the family business.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing I already told you about my debt. Otherwise, this would have been a real bombshell for you, Wooten.
Yeah. I sure appreciate you telling me about your student loans and the credit card debt, Penny. And I know you're not marrying me for my money or for my drawing ability or even my Shimmery Creek bottom eyes.
Well...
You're marrying me because you love me.
Oh, Woot. Thank you.
Oh, for what?
For thinking the best of me.
Well, you're welcome. You are the best of me.
It's because I love you that I knew I had to tell you everything about me, even the things I was ashamed of, like my debt.
Well, then it'll be one of the first things we'll work together to pay off.
Wooten?
Hmm?
Do you think Wellington will change his mind when he finds out?
Of course I won't change my mind. I still firmly believe that your marriage is a monumentally bad idea. However? I'm somewhat impressed that you're convinced enough to stick to your very flawed decision.
Oh, well, thanks. I think.
I'll inform the family. I'm sure they'll be disappointed, especially Father. No, I wouldn't expect to see him at the wedding.
What about you, Wellington? I'd love it if you and your family would come.
You would?
Of course. You're Wooten's brother and my soon-to-be brother-in-law. Besides, how could I not want you there when you share the same faith?
I can't make any promises, but I'll think about it.
Oh, look, here's that time we were in McAllister Park, you know, with the ducks.
I remember those planters. I loved the yellow flowers.
Yeah, they were saffron.
Hey, what are you guys looking at?
Wooten gave me my wedding present.
You're not supposed to do that until the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, I know, but I just finished and I was so excited. I couldn't wait.
It's a chronicle of our relationship from the first day we met.
It looks like a comic book.
Graphic novel.
Right.
Yeah, the Parkers talked to us about the importance of creating mementos of our time as a couple. You know, tangible things to help us cherish each other. So I drew our journey as a graphic novel.
Wow.
Oh, and here's where you posted my bail.
Uh-huh.
How romantic.
I know.
That is so sweet. It looks like Wooten knows pretty much everything about you, huh, Penny?
Maybe not everything, but I'm not worried about it. We've got our whole lives ahead of us to get to know one another.
Yeah, and finding those things out will draw us closer together because we believe the best in one another. We always will.
Always. Wooten,
What's
one thing I don't know about you?
Okay, I get a little bit creeped out by bald guys that have gotten hair plugs. They remind me of a chia pet.
Ew.
I adore the way your pupils jiggle when you gaze intently into my eyes.
Oh, my shimmery brown pupils jiggle?
Yes, like jello being nailed to a wall.
Throughout today's adventure, Wooten and Penny worked on believing the best about each other. That's good practice not only for engaged couples, but for all Christians. 1 Corinthians 13 says that love believes the best in all. Next time you're tempted to believe the worst about someone close to you, don't jump to conclusions until you know all the facts. You might learn to love that person even more. You know, it's great to see Penny and Wooten being so careful as they're headed toward marriage. After becoming a Christian, getting married is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. It's not something to be taken lightly. As Hebrews 13:4 says, Marriage should be respected and honored by all. I'm glad that Wooten and Penny are taking this verse seriously. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. No Cause for Concern was written and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kimmy Robertson, Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Dale Ingram, Phil Proctor, Dan Hagen, and Jessica Rao. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.